to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, a couple of verses. Many of you know this verse, and you know, I'm going to time myself. How many know God is good? Right? The Dodgers won yesterday. Yay! All right. Any Boston fans? All right, good. We're all Dodger fans. We're in the right house. There's no rebellion in here, right? Thank you. Let's give the worship team a good round of applause, guys. Come on, man. Wow. What an awesome presence. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10, very familiar. Let me just get my notes. I will read it. And if you have your device, you know, I'm just going to ask you. I know in my church, or our church, really, we ask reverence to the Lord. You know what, man? At the same time, having the ringer on, we'll give you the opportunity, if you have a tablet or you have your device, to go to your Bible app. And let's go to Hebrews 11. Let's respect God. Come on, somebody. We got to. This is God's time, and so put it on off. There's nothing more important than God here right now. But let's go to Hebrews 11. Very, very, very familiar to many of us. A patriarch of the Old Testament, and it says 11:8. When you're there, give me a strong amen. It says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he will receive as an inheritance, and he went out." I like this, not knowing where he was going. "By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise." Verse 10, "For he waited," watch this, "for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." God. Let's pray. Father, we just ask now, Lord God, that Lord, you would just anoint me to be able to just communicate to our men to answer the call, Father, passion for the cause. We need to be men who rise up and begin to answer the call. We not, Father, just be around getting excited, but be willing to pay the price that whatever it takes to further this vision, establish more churches, more homes, God, take our region for Jesus, God. Cities are begging for us, God, and your men are right here. In Christ's name we pray. And everybody say, you may be seated real quick. Passion for the cause. Somebody say, God is good. What we need in our, Pastor Danny asked me, you know, go ahead and share on Saturday. Are you ready? And I said, yeah, Pastor, I'm ready. But we just came from the women's retreat in San Antonio, man. And that relentless pursuit was, man, that was powerful. It rattled us men. And we were in the back, and man, we got convicted. You know, hardcore, relentless. And I think that if we're going to passion for the cause, we're going to have to be relentless men who pursue the call of God, that answer the call, not know the call, answer the call. And what we're looking for, what we want is relentless men to answer the call. See, we have a gentleman in the Old Testament that proved he was not just excited of having faith in God. He answered the call and went. And some of you are here playing it safe. And Pastor Danny, Pastor Patrick said something, holding the flag. I went through some. There was not one day I wanted to quit my church to give in. But you gotta be. But we were built to be relentless. Come on, somebody. Back in the old day, old school victory hours, discipleship, hardcore, man. Pase lo que pase, venga lo que venga, you stay at your post and make a difference. We were taught being relentless. Stay in your pursuit. Answer the call. Be ready when God calls you to leave everything. I don't know, bro. I can't give you a blueprint of how God provided when we answer the call to the mission field. I have no idea. And that's the reason why men are afraid, because they don't know. They want a blueprint. They want a map of where God is calling you. And God is just going to say, just go that way. Well, how am I going to get that way? Well, just go that way. That's the old school. Pastor Danny left his job. I left my job. Many of the pastors, we left everything and went. And they asked us, where are you going? We didn't know, but God said. Come on, somebody. When my little girls were in the home with my brother pioneering his church in San Antonio, I mean, they will ask, God, Father, Dad, where are we going? What is the provision is going to be here? When are we going to get it like what we used to get when we used to be in California? I say, I don't know, but God will provide. We went out. He'll meet us there. We need relentless men. And today we have men that are planning to, they need a credit card, they need a car, they need a company business card, they need a church. Listen, I arrived to my city with four women and built a church. My wife, Leslie, Monique, and Natalie. I'm serious. I had no men's home, no women's home, no worship team, no music, no instruments, no building, no vans. And I tell some of our men, if four women can hang with me, what's up with you? We need relentless men, man. We need to rise up, man. The call is there. We need men to rise up. Ohio is waiting for us. West Virginia is waiting for some men that are relentless, that say, Pastor, I'm ready. Train me. Nothing will hold me. Whenever you say go, I'm willing to leave everything and go. See, that's the type of men we need. See, to be relentless is this. It's actually a good word. It's a bad word today in secular, in humanism. But relentless is a good word for describing something that's harsh or unforgiving and persistent. Listen, unless you're relentless to answer the call, you will always give in to apathy and sympathetic, and you got to be unforgiving to the devil. Let me tell you, the only way you're going to answer this call and be relentless is you got to tell the devil, everything you did against me, I ain't going to never forget. I'm going to hate you to the last day I go to heaven. You'll never get me to compromise. You'll never get me to play it safe again. You'll never get me to wait when it feels right. I'm just going to go out and do just exactly the opposite that I used to do before. We got to hate the enemy. Psalms say, King David said, let me hate my enemy in order to defeat him. We can't play with the devil. You can't play with comfort. You can't play with the comfort zone. You can't play, well, let me see if it's the right time to give. You got to give everything right now. You got to be relentless. You got to tell God, I was here before, devil, I'm letting you know that I'm going to give all my money to United We Can. I'm going to give my life to the streets where I'm at. I'm going to stand for Jesus. I hate the devil. That's why I committed to God. I tell the devil, there ain't going to be one day I'm going to let you not know that I hate you. I'm going to love my king. I'm going to serve my king. Whatever trial don't matter. I'm going to submit to my leadership. I'm going to help with this vision. And whether I'm alone or not, you ain't going to keep me back like you did before. You got to hate them. That word relentless means hate your enemy now. Hate your ex-situation. Exactly what the devil did to you, reverse it. If he put you in the pinta for 15 years, you get raised up, you get trained. Now you go back to the pinta and begin to reach souls for Jesus. Come on, somebody. Are we at the men's retreat? Do we have passion for the cause? It's going to cost us everything. But when men rise and get relentless, they don't stop pursuing God. See? We need relentless men. See, the reason why, real quick, many of us know this as the chapter of the heroes of the faith. But it's actually because they answered the call to that faith. See, there are men here today that have faith in God, and there are men here by faith. They did something. Abraham left. You feel the call. You feel being stirred up. Yesterday, Pastor Renee put a sword on us. Are you going to be a man just that has faith in God in your church? Or are you going to be a man that God can say, by faith he left and went to Roswell, not knowing who he was going to meet, not knowing what he had, but by faith he left and obeyed my call? See, that's what we need. See, that's why they're heroes. There's not one verse that says they were still in faith. It says, by faith Noah built the ark. He didn't say, he just looked at it and say, let me wait for the right time to get right money, the crowd, the construction company, and I'll build it. It says, as soon as he heard the call. How about you, beloved? Some of you are being called by faith to go home direct for your pastor. Some of you have been called by faith to go back to the prison. Man, some of you have been called by faith to leave your city and go to the mission field. Are you going to be a victory outreach that God says by faith? Or just still have faith in God? See, that's why they're heroes. It's not because they have faith in God. You have faith in God. All of us here have faith in God. But nobody's leaving. Not in just our church, but I mean, you know, man, it's hard getting men to just leave their house. My God. In my city, I'm like, man, there's only one freeway here. How can it be so tough? You know, L.A., back in L.A., when I was going to church, my wife and my brother, woo, traffic. You sit in traffic 2 hours, then service, then go to work. That was hard, man. But here, I used to tell some of the guys, man, And then I remember when we had our church in the airport. You remember that, Pastor Danny? We were packing and we said, okay, we're going to get a building. And a lot of people said, Pastor, it's too far out there. But if you bring it down to the city, we'll be there. Guess what happened? We came to the city and they still didn't show up. They have faith in God, but it's not by faith. United we can. We should be all men united we can. You know, we should all be. We should all tell the devil, you used to take my money and leave me naked. Now I'm going to give my money to United We Can. And not only give it monthly, I'm going to go to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. Because you remember how he stole our money. Don't remember that? Well, little money used to be. I used to be what they call a functional drug addict. I had a job and was a drug addict. My mom said, I ain't going to supply your stuff. Ain't nobody. You want to go to jail, go to jail. I said, Charlie, man, I'll get a job. So I was a functional drug addict. I got high, still through the violent, whatever, the hood. But I just had to have a job because ain't nobody was going to buy my stuff. You know what I'm saying? But then also the devil used to say when I used to make money, pasa. Wait a minute, man, I worked so hard for this. That's why in Victory Outreach, anytime and any opportunity I can give, I give. Whether it be here, whether it be a work conference, whether it be in my church, whether it be in Mighty Men of Valor, even in the women's thing, I gave. Come on, somebody. Don't look at me. We were like there, and then they go, what are you giving? I said, hey, I'm a soldier. Anytime a basket show, somebody says, time to give. I'm ready. Relentless. You got to hate. You got to be unforgiving. Your family, sometimes your family is going to get lukewarm, and you got to be, sometimes you can't be too passive. No, aquí se levantan todos, vámonos. Que no quiero, aunque no quieras. You got to be unforgiving sometimes. Be too passive, and they're going to control your house. Man, we need to rise up with love and say, no, we're going to, but dad, I don't care. As long as you're in my house, you're going to worship God. When you're 18, you can do whatever you want, but until then, I used to do that. The devil stole my family. There was no God in my family. We were all messed up. God forbid that I let that happen now with Jesus in my life. If you don't like it, go test the world. We'll be here. We'll love you. Say, look again. You don't believe my testimony, mija? I had God, ladies. But I used to disciple them like men. Leslie was the first one, man. She'll tell you, man, my dad was hardcore on me. Somebody say amen. He didn't let me go to proms, and then when the guys will come to pick me up, you get him in the room and I tell him to get saved, get his tithes, get everything. And say, okay, thank you. You ain't taking my daughter nowhere. I was relentless, man. And later on I said, I'm sorry, I was too hard. He goes, not that. Now I know what to do with my daughter. Come on, what's up, buddy? It wasn't easy, man. Relentless. I remember. See, everything I do for God, whether it be in church, my life, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, my family matters, my marriage, I'm relentless because I remember what I saw, how the devil destroyed everything, not no more. Thank God we're in an army, not a church. Let me say that again, man. I'm glad we're in an army, not a church. If you start thinking you're in a church, you're going to backslide every 3 months. But if you're in the army, I'll tell you, you'll last. And Pastor Danny was saying, Pastor Patrick, 30, for 35 years, 40 years, and then your generation will follow after that. But there was a price. You got to hate the enemy. Wake up every morning and say, I got to hate everything the devil robbed me from so I can have victory over him. Relentless, they answered the call. They're heroes of the faith, not because they only had faith in God, it's because they answered the call to that faith. That's why they're there. That's what we want. We heard it yesterday. Roswell's waiting. Farmington. Santa Fe. Who would answer the call? Who is relentless? Who is ready to say, Pastor, whenever you're ready, send me. But you know, like they say, well, we don't know how it's going to work. It's all right. As long as God is with me, you bless me out. Man, the church sends me out. God will meet me there. Every city is different. How many can say amen? See, James, we said it, James, faith without works is what? I'm not going to go into that. What does he say? Like, you know, you say you have works, I'll show you my faith by my works. See, some of us had already too much faith in the house. Now we got to see the work. Start taking it. Stop having your pastor. God called you in your local church to be the team leader of evangelism. You know, you're going to get it aggressively and just say, Pastor, you know what? I got these five men. We're going to pray. Give us a structure. And I got this, Pastor. And every day we're going to go hit the guys, pass out flyers, make it our business, and make a noise for you. Step out. Step out. We need help. We need relentless men. I want to get closer to this man. I want to help this man, regional, internet, but I know I need a stronger base. I need resources so that I can be freed, so I can be there with him and I can go with him. And at the moment he will say, you know what, we need some men. I say, Pastor, I got 10 guys ready. Be relentless. Because we're not in it for ourselves. Come on, somebody. This is for the honor and glory of Jesus. This is for the kingdom. Man, we are grateful. When I was down here, I got to thank God for Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie for answering that call. Because they were thinking of me too. They were thinking one day, that guy that's lost in L.A., right there in the neighborhood, empty, depressed, without direction, suicidal. One day he's going to get the call of God. He's going to get saved. He's going to come to this church, serve God, answer the call, go to the mission field. I thank God that they answered that. They were not just people of faith, but by faith they left New York. By faith they left their city. By faith they left their family and went to a city they didn't know. Because they had us in the heart. We need to follow this step. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You see, we are challenged two things as a Christian. To live by faith and walk by faith. That's tough. Walk. Not stand still. See? Walk. Keep on walking. Be relentless. Pastor, yo no puedo correr. Well, camina, bro. But don't stay still. Don't go backward. You walk by faith. Walk means this. You're always going forward. You're always going forward. It depends on your leadership. It depends on your status. Maybe you're a home director. Keep on going. Keep on going. Home. We directed the homes for many years. It's not easy to direct homes. It's not easy. But you got to keep on walking by faith. Walking by faith. Because, man, all the enemy and the raising up men can sometimes bring confusion, man, doubt, and all kinds of chaos to make you stop. But we walk by faith. How many can say amen? And we live by faith. And what is faith? Faith means this. I don't see it, but it's there. Ooh, come on, somebody. I say, let me say it again. I don't see it, but it's there. And then everybody's going to say, where? Right there. Vision. Come on, somebody. Right? They asked me, how did that happen? I don't know. I just had a vision. By faith, I started claiming a house, a building. By faith, I claimed a school. I claimed, by faith, we claimed vans. And we're going to go back to that. By faith, we're going to have a building. By faith, they're going to pay the rent. Come on, somebody. By faith, we're going to raise it up, upgrade it. Because I see it. And people who don't have faith, they got to see it before they believe it. Not in Victory Outreach. Not in Victory Outreach. Somebody say amen. Amen. Watch this. Abraham offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain while everyone else was given second best. That's faith. That's what it says, by faith. How about us? How about us men? We should be the first ones always to give in our church. Man, when the pastor says there's a pledge, we sacrifice to God. But There are too many men still that have faith in God, but they give God seconds. That's why he's mentioned. Abel didn't do a big old great open in the sea. He says by faith he gave what cost him, while everybody else kept it. See, that's the type of men we need in our church. We're going to build churches, bases. We can't have men that are going to say, well, I can't, Pastor, I can't tithe today because I got my bill, I got my phone. I just bought an iPhone for $3,000. So don't even know how to use it. Man, we need to see every man in our region with a pin walking in their church. I don't care what level it is, but we should be walking in a pin. That man, that church should be seeing that army coming in. Ooh, watch these men, man. They're all pinned up. By faith. Come on, somebody. Right? Noah built the ark before it rained on earth instead of waiting till the rain came. Some of you, God is calling you to step up, but you want to see it first. Some of you, God is telling you, jump in the water, but you want to test in the temperature. That's not faith, beloved. You know, because, man, there might be sharks in the ocean. Come on, somebody. You know it's not going to be easy. You might hit a, what do they call those? In the ocean. Riptide. I know I was in California, man. Those things are dangerous. You jump in and you get caught in a riptide. By faith. See that? He didn't say just he had faith. He built it. Can you imagine people say, what are you doing? I'm building a church. For who? For some drug addicts, for Victor Arch people. Where are they? I don't know. I'll go get them. They're out there somewhere. I don't know yet, man. But I thought Noah built an ark for animals. I said, the people we first read, they're animals. But God transforms them. Come on, somebody. They begin to listen to the testimony, the preaching of the word. They catch it, they're in church, they're born again, and now they're men of God. I remember when I first got there, God called me. I struggled with that city. I didn't see nobody. I was a mega city all the time. I said, where are all the gangsters at? I started going out in the hood. There they are. How many guys you got in there? There's seven of us. Where are you from? I'm from Victory Outreach, man. I want to let you know Jesus loves you, man. I'm looking for you guys. Why are you guys hiding? I just want to let you know that one day I was doing the same thing in Los Angeles. Messed up, man. Hanging with the homies, going nowhere. Empty, man. And then one day I got preached at by Victory Outreach in Hollywood. I'd never been the same. And I'm here to let you know that God has a plan, a destiny, a salvation. You don't have to die like that. We got it. And then the people came. Not let the people come first and then I'll get a building. Woo, come on, somebody. Can I preach it for a while? Can I rattle you? Can I shake you up? We need relentless men. We need men of war. We need men like Job said when he went through this trial. I already got a new verse. It says in Job 10:19, changes and war are every before me. Listen, we signed up for that. Don't be shocked when things come at you. Don't be shocked when they hate you. Job said, this is what I answer to. Why am I getting moved? I've learned, man. Homeboy's bad, man. I love Job, man. I say, that's my verse. Because if you're going to serve God relentlessly, every day you're going to get a change. Cambios. Oh, hello. You're going to go through changes. Things are going to change. Man, people are going to talk to you. The devil's going to unleash one day. But we got to keep on doing the work. Fighting the good fight of faith. Standing your ground. Stay in prayer. Men going on the streets. Loving Jesus. We're men. I thank God for the men around that are over me. Pastor Danny, man. I look at him and I'm like, how does he do all this, man? It's hard to keep up with him. You know, I'm trying to keep up with him like, man, you know, I got to stick around more. I want some of that stuff rubbing on me so I can take it down there. Come on, somebody. Right? Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice knowing that God was going to resurrect him back to Abraham. Can you imagine? That's faith. He said, man, God is telling me to kill my own son, but I know that he's going to come back. That's faith. How many of us don't want to sacrifice because you're going to think God is going to take it in every return? I'm here to let you know, let go of your children sometimes. God will return them to you later better. I've seen families give up church because of the kids. Let them say, okay, mijo, all right. One day, Because they will try to stop you. The devil will use your children, your wife, whatever. Somebody to keep you from keeping. Why are you giving in that church? Look at us. We're suffering. Well, is pastor going to bless you? Is the church? Look at now. And we need men to get relentless right there. And say, honey, man, before I even married you, man, you weren't around. Man, God saved me. And the only reason why you got a good husband is because God. And the only reason why you got a leader is because God. Don't you put me in that situation. I got a suitcase that ain't mine. I'll be right here, honey, if you decide to come back. I'm not stopping. All happened. Don't look at me that way. But pastor, you don't know. She graduated the women's school. She's Holy Ghost, 24-hour prayer. Oh, yeah? Watch. Come on, somebody. Oh, you love Pastor Maury Mina? Why are you with him all the time over there? Uh-huh. Where are the relentless men now? And that if you go, I'm going to have to put you in the couch. I'll tell you better, honey. If I'm going to do it, I'll just go to the home if you want. I'll go hang with my brothers. Come on, somebody. You ain't going to threaten me. I'll go to the men's home, man. We'll have revival. I'll stay there. Don't record it, all right? Are you with me? Relentless, man. We're not here. All of us are not here with these, you know, with these medals in Victory Arch because it came easy, guys. Pastor Danny, you know, Pastor Charles, my God, Pastor Joe, man, and Pastor Patrick. Ooh, I hang around with the best, man. Soldados. I see David and all y'all up here, man. Pastor Renee, man. I feel pride when I, you know, walking with you guys. Yeah. Soldados, relentless men, you know what? Sword and shield, man. Lasting the test of time, winds, you know, floods, cold weathers, hot weather. But we're still here, man. That's the type of men we need. How many can say amen? You read it down there. Moses, watch this, left Egypt. See? God was waiting for him in heaven. Some of you just got to leave Egypt. Some of you men are still playing with the world. You got to leave it by faith. See that? You got to let go. You got to be convinced that there's nothing there. You got to be convinced that homegirl ain't there. Hey, forget it. Maybe you're in the home. You say, "Ah, man, I'm going to graduate and go back to my career." It ain't going to work. God didn't bring you to the home so you can. He will get you to the home so you can once and for all leave Egypt because that's your problem. And walk the walk of the pioneers, and that is the wilderness experience. Pastor, how do you get pride? Just stay right here. When you don't have anything, ask God. God will provide. When you're thirsty, through the rock, he'll fill your soul, refresh your soul through that water. Man, I thank God I left Egypt, and God treats me good as a pastor. And you read it. It says there, look at this. Others suffered mocking, flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep, goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves and on the earth. All these, through their faith, did not receive that that was promised, since God had provided something better, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. He has better. I pray today that whatever is keeping you in between two, straddling the fence, you just let go. It's better. God is better. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to give you three things, and then that's it. I'm done, man. But Edmund Burke said three things in the area of men. He said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Just stay right there. Don't be relentless. And the devil will come and take it. He says, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he only can offer little. These men, by faith, didn't have much, but the little they had, they went out and look at what God did. Some of you are here and just say, God, I'll wait until I get some more. I'm waiting until I'm more anointed. I remember when we were getting launched out to the mission field, I told my pastor, I said, Pastor, don't I have to finish like more schooling for this? He goes, no. Now you got to learn it out there. What little you have is going to grow. Maybe you're here. And God, you think that you need a lot to make a difference. And God said, Evan Burke said, the mistake men make is to think that God cannot do anything with little. Remember the feeding? A little basket. A little basket. Look at what God did. Fed 25,000 people. What little you have, by faith, step out. And say, God, here it is. See that? Also, he said this. People will not look forward to prosperity who never look backward to their ancestors. We have a Bible that God is true to those who step out. That's why this is history. Our ancestors, our conquerors, our kings, our priests, our city takers, country takers. That's why you got to read that Bible. Those are our family. That's our DNA. And above all, King Jesus. We belong to a great family of conquerors. Sometimes we got to look back to old patriarchs and say, God, this is my family, so you can go forward in your calling here. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Is God good? God is good, huh? Man, we're in a good family. We got a good heritage. Look at Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, the elders. My God. Pastor Ed, I can't stop watching him. That's our family. That's our inheritance. That's our heir. Man, that's family. When I'm feeling down that I can't, I just look to my family. Come on, somebody. I look at, man, at Pastor Rick and Pastor Mitchell and Pastor Saul and our pastor. And man, all the things God done, I get encouraged. That's my family. Those are my ancestors, conquerors. Then it gives me faith to go and continue the vision. God is good. We need men to answer the call. Relentlessly. It's going to cost us everything. That's why if you signed up, you're here, you can't go back the same. God selected us. It could have been more, but God sees that we're the ones that are going to be able to go to our church and begin to infect men with this. Begin to rise up. What I like about these three things is number three things about Abraham, why he was by faith a hero. He went out. Mary, you're here and God has been calling. You've been struggling. He says that God called him to go out. But look at what it says. And he went out. And he didn't even know where he was going. But he went. See, that's faith. I'm here to tell you that whatever God is calling you, it's not going to be a blueprint. But if you step out, God will show you what to do. Now, we don't need just men to be men of faith making noise in our churches. We need men by faith. By faith they left. So-and-so came, got saved, was here 5 years in our church, and he left with a bigger vision, with a bigger call. But not only to go out, stay out. Look at what it says. And he dwelt in tents. See, we have too many casualties of war. We have too many men that go out, and they don't work, and then they give up, and then they come back. No, stay. Stay like Pastor Patrick was saying. Just stay out. By faith, man, we're going to go to hard times. I'm sure Abraham was out there with his son saying, man, what's happening out here? And the kids were saying, man, dad, what are we doing? Let's go back to Ur, the Chaldees. We had a city, you had a job. It's getting tough out here. He said, no, we're going to stay right here because people are going to be part of this great movement. Heirs of the kingdom are going to come. No, don't throw in the towel. It's not easy. Maybe you're involved in a ministry and you work and you're serving God and you get into the point like, man, I don't know if I can do this. No, stay out. Stay out there. Stay faithful, like Pastor said. Be a man that can be counted on. We got too many men that give up. And then lastly, you might as well go all the way out. It says here that he knew that his calling was not on earth, but on heaven. You got to understand that when it's all said and done, where God uses us, it's heaven that we're looking for. And as long as heaven is on your vision, you will be able to do what God called you to do down here. So let's be men. Let's be men. How many can say men? How many love Jesus? I want you to stand. Done. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. We can play a song. I don't know. Can we do it? Altar call, Pastor. Real quick. I feel my spirit that God is speaking. You've been challenged. But today, we need to make up our minds. God has said, you know what that says? I got to be a relentless man. God spoke to you. You just come. Remember, you could be a home director. Maybe in the music. Maybe in prison. A giver. To you. Some of you were guys that used to be in the hood. And you haven't even gotten to the streets. God is calling you. God is calling you. Come on. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Come on. There's more of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to raise your heart.
Everything I give to you, withholding nothing.
Hallelujah, God.
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Come on, raise your hands. Come on, guys, let's come to the altar quick.
Withholding nothing.
Hallelujah, God.
I surrender all.
Yes,
to
God. Hallelujah. We have the music in the back. Real life, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep on playing back the real low. Hallelujah. Come on. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Come on. Right now. Begin to make a declaration. Say, God, that's it. You saved me. You delivered me. You didn't hold back. I'm here because of you. Come on. Right now. God has called you. Some of you, you know exactly what you're supposed to do, but you've been holding back. But today you say, I'm letting go. That's it. So as we sing a song, let's continue. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Come on.
I surrender.